Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on, guys.
Okay.
Are we there? I am sorry. A technical difficulty. Hi, everyone. Do we have everyone? Yeah, who's on the air with us? Caitlin?
Yep, that's me.
Okay. Do we have Money? I cannot hear you, Money. Hang on real quick. Oh, dear. Hey, guys. Oh, are we there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay,
so.
Yes. Okay,
I'm here.
We got everyone. Okay. Is August, are you with us? Hang on, August is the last one.
I think we lost August.
Okay. Well, let's get started, and hopefully he'll call in. So this is Sean Schakowsky with the coaching crew from West New York Life Coaching Center. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Okay, but we're all here. Welcome aboard. So we're having a coaching conversation today about vibrational energy. And by acknowledging that and learning that, we can, I think it can take you from self-care to enriching your relationships. It's just a cool tool to kind of embrace. So we're going to talk about that today. You guys up for it?
Yep.
Okay. And actually, Caitlin, you can share too. I know you had a direct experience of Qigong, which is a form of using energy to healing, and hopefully you can share that experience once we get going here. Okay. Is August there? I'm trying to get August on the line there. August, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There. Yahoo! He's with us. Okay. We had
I was there before, just couldn't get the audio.
Okay. Sorry about that. So we're starting
no
to
problem.
Talk here, and
no
I want to
problem.
Throw – okay. Awesome. Our phone lines are 657-383-1996. And just to get going, you can find all of us on the West New York Life Coaching Center website, which is wnylifecoaching.com. Just a couple announcements. We do have a few things coming up, and it's on our website. We are having a meditation and Reiki hour share, which is April 21st at 7 o'clock at the West New York Life Coaching Center. So if you're interested, look online. And additionally, the West New York Life Coaching Center is collaborating with the Buffalo Wellness event, which is the Glow Yoga, which is a big event they're having at Bryan and Stratton College. It is yoga under the dark will glow, and they're going to have for children and for adults, and there's going to be vendors. So look online and join us for that. There's additional essential oil classes coming up, lots going on, so check out our website for anything that may interest you. All right, guys, what we're going to talk about is energy. And the reason why we bring up energy is energy is actually the core substance of everything in this universe. Albert Einstein said, August, what was his famous quote?
Everything is energy. That's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the vibration of the reality you want. You cannot help but get it. This is not philosophy. This is physics.
Love it. And I knew I could go to you.
Love
to
it.
Write it up. Excellent stuff. And what I love is Albert Einstein did predict us that the future of medicine would be quantum medicine, vibrational medicine, energy medicine. And I think we are living in a very excited time that people are grasping this concept. So I wanted to talk about it, share some insight, and then just see where this conversation leads. Is that okay with you guys?
Sounds great.
Okay. Just a few things I wanted to get us going. I did pull out a few articles, and they are from, I don't even know where I got them from. The relationship between disease and energy frequency is one by, I believe it is P.L. Chang. I don't know if you guys have the articles in front of you. If I'm citing them wrong, please correct me. But from those articles, what they say, and to get us going, is that if you dig deeper and look through the surface of reality, matter starts to vanish. Our physical being actually vanishes, and all there is left is energy. Energy is a building block of matter. And as a result, if you want to heal at the deepest levels, you need to use vibrational energy healing techniques to fix the energy systems in your body. we have been trained and our belief systems have, and I think, Moni, we were just discussing this, such a quick fix society that we've, you know, pharmaceuticals, they've attacked and tried to fix problems. Where why we want to talk about this is that when we can grasp energy, there is such a dynamic in healing and living a preventative and a healthier lifestyle. Do you guys have any comments on all that? I can't hear anybody. Everybody's muted out. Well, let me go a little deeper. I want to talk about energy, and I'm going to use it as talking about disease state, but again, guys, feel free to branch off, because energy and how you relate to energy, again, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, diseases and healing. It is also about being mindful of your energies within you. Again, everything is energy. Emotions in us, they vibrate at a level. That is energy in us. You know, people's moods. I always say, you know, if you're a person that, you know, has a lower frequency, you know, you may be more low-key, you know, and then there's some people, you know, how they're high energy, go, 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 you know, their energy level is high. But being consciously aware of that, we can have the ability to sometimes manage our energy level. So it's very important to our well-being. When energy isn't vibrating correctly, you sometimes are more, within yourself, sometimes are more vulnerable to diseases. And it can indicate something's aren't resonating well with you. So to go a little deeper, all diseases have vibrations and they are sensitive to certain frequencies. And it can go either way. You know, people are like, oh, I don't, you know, energy, vibrations, what are you talking about? But, you know, lasers, they use vibrations to heal wounds. You know, it's not, it is modern day medicine. It's just, we're just starting to embrace it. You guys, any thoughts or anything? You want to add anything? I mean, I think that it's the key is that whole vibration, because if we're energetic beings, then we're vibrating at whatever frequencies, and that even from the ancient, like Sanskrit, when they did meditations and the mantras, they also have a certain vibration that are intense, you know, they have an effect on you, and like even now we just use Om, like whenever you go to yoga classes or whatever, and you can feel the vibration of that word. That's supposed to be the vibration of the creation of the universe. But there's a lot of different mantras that they use in meditation that are intended for that purpose, like for whatever healing purpose or even creation, you know, manifesting, because that vibration of the sound has an effect on everything.
Yeah,
it does, yes. And it's interesting because I, you know, as a life coach, I do promote a lot of natural ways of healing and wellness. I was just teaching a class on essential oils and explaining the what is it that's therapeutic about essential oils. And each oil, which is an earth product, it just comes from, you know, plants, roots, animals. But in those oils, they do vibrate. They do have a frequency and a property that, you know, we try to match those oils to, you know, some of what is frequencies that people are needing in their health. But interesting. And I want to go a little bit, you know, Moni, I did share with you, I think, that clip about the cancer clip. Someone forwarded me, and I thought this was really interesting, a clip about cancer. And what it says is what they don't tell you about cancer. And what the person said was that cancer actually is a natural process. Okay, we don't tend to think of it that way. And in modern medicine, a lot of pharmaceuticals, we were trained to, you know, have the disease be the leader, and we look at the problems and we try to fix or correct or treat. But with this approach, you know, he understands it, but he wants to go to the root of it a bit, you know, the source of it. And he's saying that cells, their job is, you know, they mutate to adapt to their environment. So sometimes when the environments are not suited, is this correct, they start to adapt. And what this fellow was saying, and if you can apply this to medicine and energy, that, you know, we could try to give those cells a better environment to live in, okay? And he said, you know, right now what tends to happen is if there are cancer cells, they try to, like if it was a fishbowl and the fish had cancer, we could either, nuke the water or we could try to put fresh water in that bowl. It's just an approach, a different approach to well-being. Do you guys follow that? I don't know if I'm making myself clear.
Okay. Absolutely. I like it.
Mm-hmm. So, vibrational energy. Caitlin, why don't you, can you talk about, because I think you, I had you as an intern, I had you go to John Davis, who is an incredible local healer. He does Qigong. Mm-hmm. I know I usually say that wrong. Qigong was new to me, but it was so, I understood energy, but he actually helped people get sensitive to energy. So can you tell me a little bit about your experience there?
Yeah, actually going in, I hadn't really had a lot of experience with this sort of health and wellness, and so I was sort of skeptical at first, I guess you would say, but I was also, I wanted to be open so I could learn different sides of this sort of healing, and he kind of explained to me at first just that the flow of energy in our bodies, sometimes it gets blocked, and that's what causes illnesses and aches and pains. And he taught me about all the different pathways and of energy throughout your body, which are called meridians, and they're the direct energy from one organ to another throughout your body. And he talked about how in order to get your body to regulate these flows of energy using Qigong. You have, like what Moni was saying, the different sounds and the different breathing techniques. He kind of took me through a few and the different motions to open up the pathways. And he actually, by the end, I didn't know what he was doing, but it was very relaxing and it was calming. And towards the end, he had me rub my hands sort of in different directions, sort of like in the shape of a ball. And by the end, he had sort of asked me, he goes, "Do you feel anything?" And I felt like a little ball of energy. And he was directing through all these motions and breathing techniques and sounds. He opened up the energy meridians throughout my body to bring it directly to my hands, and then from there he sort of it was just very enlightening. I didn't have any idea what I was doing, and then in the end it was just there, and it just was very real and very cool to experience that there's another sort of feeling that you can do with. Yes, it was very cool. Very cool.
And I love what you said. I think you write a synopsis of it, and you're like, just because what did you write? Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah,
I think you have that. That you, and I love that. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Yeah, it was very real. It was just, I didn't know I was doing it. And to feel that without even knowing that's what I was doing was very, it blew my mind. It was very, very amazing experience.
I do yoga and I do a lot of energy work, and John had me to show me because I wasn't really familiar with Qigong, and I was blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like an energy ball to feel. I mean, I sense it and feel it, but to have it almost like that direct feeling of energy is very eye-opening. It's a great tool, but it shows you that it is there, it is present, everything is energy. We've just not been trained to use it to our benefit as much as, and I do see a shift coming. Moni, you did some research. What do you want to share? I know you were talking about, looking into some of this energy healing.
There are so many people actually that do different, I don't know, it seems like different modalities, but it's all working with energy, like, and healing with energy. I think Donna Eden is, like, one of the big energy healers where she can feel, because like you were saying with emotions, emotions are energy because everything is energy. And what they've even found, even in all the videos I was watching about cancer, is that there's always an emotional component to any disease. They call it like dis-ease, when you have dis-ease, and it would manifest in different parts of your body. And so the energy, that's where the energy is blocked. And so people mm-hmm. who are, you know, there's some people who are kind of attuned to where that energy block is, and they can focus on that. And then there's maybe like Qigong, I'm not that familiar with. I've seen some, you know, and read information about it, but I don't know if that's like specifically targeted to a certain area on your body that's blocked, or if it's just a general movement of the energy for healing. And there's somebody else, Richard Gordon, who does quantum touch healing, where it was like originally he was touching his clients, but now he can do it without even touching, and it's kind of drawn from your vibration of love, which is the highest vibration in the universe, and that when you're in that state. And so from that state he would be able to heal remotely, like not touching a person, and heal mm-hmm. you know, whatever, if they're having issues with their knee or whatever, and lining up their, you know, he kind of lines people are misaligned in their hips, and he can do that remotely. I don't know how he does it, but it's because it's energy, because energy is not specifically located anywhere. It can be in, you know, that's one of the things I know it said in the article. It's like there's no space or time. It can be, it's hard to comprehend for us, but
because we're in a physical
kind of
body
everywhere.
Right now, having a
exactly.
Well, we're having a physical experience, and our consciousness is in tune to that. What I like to share, which is where I want to go with this, is that, you know, energy, you know, it seems as if we're living in a time where energy is more doing, you know, the block is your disease state. But what I find is absolutely interesting that there's a mindset shift that people are using energy to cure and heal now, using that mm-hmm. energy, the duality of it, using, and I want to explain the duality, I'll go into that next, but the duality of it, healing in self-care. And some of it is very hard for people to comprehend, and I always use this scenario. It seems like it's a miracle or it's undoable because we don't know the technology behind it. I think I borrowed this idea from a comedian who once talked about, you know, cavemen. If you said to them that someday we'd be sitting in a chair flying through the air, we'd be like, no way. And even if you think about that, we're technically sitting and we're flying, sitting in a chair in the air. Okay, if you ask them, that would be so undoable. But now that we know mm-hmm. the technology, it's not a miracle. It's common. Our mind, our consciousness has, like, elevated that we can understand that. Okay, so I think that we're in a very exciting time because we are hiring our consciousness, hiring our awareness, and understanding that there is frequencies and vibrations and every color, every emotion, tapping into that. And I tell people, you know, things, you are sensitive to it. You know, if someone yells at you or someone, you know, shouts at you, you feel that energy from them, okay? So we've just not been, you know, have processed it, you know, in a doable way. Where I want to go with this is how we use these energies. You know, I've learned this through meditation, is that, you know, in us, there's voluntary and involuntary. Voluntary responses, you know, which are like you can deliberately move your arm, okay? That's a voluntary. Breath, sometimes you can control your breath. Involuntary in us are, you know, your heart beats without, and, you know, it just naturally beats. You can't really, you know, voluntarily change the you know, stopping your heartbeat. But those are tied in to your parasympathetic nervous system and your systematic nervous system. Again, this is all, you know, duality. What we can, and someone says that your responses, okay, this balance is sometimes thrown off through anxiety, through life, that over, it makes your involuntary, your sympathetic nervous system go in overdrive. The fight and flight mechanism in society today is in overdrive.
Okay, meditation, okay, you could either take a pill to regulate that, okay, but meditation helps people through breathing, okay. Breathing is one of the bodily functions that is voluntary and involuntary. If you control your breathing and your breathing patterns and meditating, you can lower your heart blood pressure. There's definitely, by controlling your energy, you can be proactive in your health. It's a practice. It's not as fast paced as pharmaceutical medicine, but it is doable and it is picking up. And I think money. That's why we're very passionate teaching these things so that it becomes second nature at an early age. Again, this is all energy. And what I want to bring up about that, which is the kind of the mystery of all of this, you know, modern medicine looks at the heart disease state, you know, how it functions, so cholesterol. But really, let's think about it. What generates the heartbeat? You know, it's electric impulses. Energy.
Energy.
Yes, energy that is transmitted from the brain stem. The brain stem is what, you know, it's an electrochemical impulse that keeps that heart beating. So, yeah, we can look at all the disease states and, you know, how sick it is. But, when it boils down to the building block, the fundamental, everything, it boils down to that. Albert Einstein said it's energy. Interesting. Now, the other thing I wanted to throw out there, we'll get a little bit away from disease state, but when you have more energy, it leads to more power. there's a mindfulness that needs to go there too, and that can go into relationships too. It's just amazing how if we take this formula and how it can be applied to so many things in our lives. Guys, thoughts? I rambled for a while.
Yep.
Is anyone mindful of their energy? Like, do you think? I mean, people too, even colors, they vibrate on an energy level. You know, if anyone's listening out there, be mindful. And I'm not saying you're going to go, you know, just if you want to start with energy and you want to start looking at how you can play with energy, I just say be mindful of it. You know, I have people that I coach that come in maybe in anxiety or depression. Instead of focusing on the problem, right, all the symptoms of it, let's go and look at the root of it. Let's see, what vibration do you think this depression is vibrating on? You know? Does that make sense to you guys?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because I think, like you said, with modern medicine, I don't want to just put down, I mean, there's a place for Western medicine, but it's really looking at the symptoms rather than the cause. And so there's an energetic cause to whatever that now when you have the symptoms, it's almost like, okay, the symptoms are now alerting you to the cause. And it's like what people do, you know, if your car engine light turns on, you know, you don't like put a Band-Aid over the light so you don't see it, which is kind of, you know, you've got to find out what's going on with the engine, right? So I think that's what we don't take it deep enough. Like Western medicine doesn't take that deep enough as to, you know, what is the cause of it. And a lot of times, like I said before, it does go down to an emotional cause.
I love the Band-Aids there. That was so perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I heard a lot of people say that. It's not my own original thing, but I love the analogy because you can relate it, how that ridiculous that is, but that's kind of what we do. You know, you're depressed, so here, take this pill, but why are you depressed? You know, we could figure that out and maybe cure it that way and change whatever or release, you know, negative emotions, or if you have to forgive someone or whatever it is, so you don't have to take that pill.
You know, and this is my philosophy on how I think about it. It's like, you know, it's like a headache, okay? If you have a headache, and you constantly go for the aspirin, and the headaches keep coming. What I would love to see in some of these approaches that are out there, like meditating, just self-care, you know, breath work, mindfulness, exercise, maybe eventually you'll eliminate the amount of headaches you have. You know, that's the goal, you know, is try to,
you know, it is a shift to mm-hmm. to either avoid, you know, one headache leading to the next, you know, there's so many, there is an integrative model to this. You know, there are things, but I do think putting the person back into it, you know, you can drive the car in your health. And I always say, you know, the big thing is, you know, a lot of people go seek out other people to take control of their health. You know, we run mm-hmm. diagnose me and tell me what's wrong, treat me. You know your body. You are the expert of your body. Even a doctor, you know, he can inform you what's going on, but it's your body. You know, in the end, this is your experience. This is, you know, if you have an illness, it is your illness, okay? It is your illness. You have people there to help and guide and treat and assist. But I think that's important. It's very empowering, you know. And I do think with a lot of these, what is growing, and you're seeing so many modalities just springing up because people are, they want alternative health. You know, they want to be... to live in a rich life. They want control. We don't, you know, again, that's statistically over-medicated, depressed society in history. Not saying that, you know, medications are, you know, thank God we have, like, penicillin, you know, and antibiotics. There is a place for them. But what we're trying to do is just to slow down, be a part of your lifestyle, and get in tune. Are there any comments? If you're quiet over there today.
Yeah, particularly ongoing medication, like for depression. You can mm-hmm. take a pill, and it'll help with depression. You're fixing the result, and you have to continue to fix that result. That result is repeating day after day after day after day. So you medicate day after day after day after day. If you fix the cause, the result doesn't exist anymore. And one of the, a little analogy I had, a friend of mine's front tire kept blowing out every 5,000 miles, which made no sense. The first time, it's like, okay, a blowout. The second time, that was weird. The third and fourth time, it's like, what's going on here? It turns out that there was a broken spring rubbing the inside of the tire. He replaced the tire 5 different times, and it kept blowing out. Once he fixed the spring, he never had another problem with the tire. And if you can get to the cause, and that's the whole thing,
okay.
Once you get to the cause, the result stops. You don't have to deal with that anymore.
Right.
I love that.
Right. Yeah, there's just so many great things. And, you know, I think what the empowering tool, and that's the building block for all of it, is the entombment of energy. we are wrapping it up, guys. I just wanted to kind of open the conversation about that and see if we could send that out in the airway. So thanks for joining me. And
thank you.
We'll be here next week. So if you want to reach any of us, we have classes too going out in the community teaching people how to use energy medicine and how to apply it and how to use it for your concerns. So look us up at wnylifecoaching.com. Okay, guys, thanks. Take care. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.